Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. May I please have your zip code?
Zip code is 2934-0.
You said 293?
40.
May I please have the first and last name?
Gregory McAfee.
What did you place the order for?
I didn't place the order. It took off my bank account, off my mobile, off my card. My wife had applied for some kind of what she thought was a KitchenAid mixer. It turned out to be a raffle ticket to win a KitchenAid mixer. It was only supposed to cost $2. It cost me $5.97 and then another additional $56 the other day. They didn't, nobody authorized to take off my account.
Yeah, I just need the first 6 digits and the last 4 digits of the credit card number.
Let me get this right quick. Hold on a second. Okay. I went ahead and canceled the card. That's my debit card, my bank card. I went ahead and canceled it. Go ahead and start it. I had them send me that, the new one, the new number. Because we're obviously going to keep doing that shit. All right, the first 6 one is 523957, and the last 4, 9146.
Did you dispute the charge?
Yeah, I disputed it.
Verify your shipping address?
626 to the Creek Road. Yeah, in the second line.
Okay, I'm just running my system. And spell out your last name for me.
MCABEE.
Just hang that for me.
Do it now.
Just hang that for me.
Okay.
As I look into your account, I see that we have you for the kitchen set. It was like the kitchen set.
Yeah, the Ninja KitchenAid or something.
Mm-hmm.
When I talked to somebody the other day, a dude told me that she entered a drawing for a raffle ticket for that money that she purchased with the first time and for a chance to win. And and that's all fine and good. I'm out $5.94 on that. I figured that much out of that. But I didn't authorize that 56.74 coming out of my checking account for something else I didn't do.
Due to a dispute on the account, unfortunately, we're unable to issue a refund.
I figured it's a scam anyway. Because it comes up maximum confidence smart online on my bank account when actually it's supposed to have been from a Facebook Walmart scam. I'm with the cyber crimes division here in South Carolina. We're tracing this call.
Yes, you were billed because looks like it was for the kitchen.
And never received anything.
Yes, you entered for the sweet state service. And also, looks like by you entered the sweet state service. One moment. Yes, and you were charged for the drawing.
Let me ask you something. I understand that the first purchase at $5 something was as far as sweepstakes. I know that was a scam part too. Okay. But then you take out an additional $56 off my account for something I'm never going to receive. No raffle ticket I ever received a purchase or receipt or confirmation on. So I know this is a scam. Like I done told you one time, I'm with the Cyber Crime Division, South Carolina. Just call this Ben Dream.
We, honestly,
man, I don't know what you said that jibber jabbering, folks. You ain't gonna put bit of money back on my account.
Yes, we'll be more than happy to issue.
I've been in Haiti, Tahiti or something, but foreign country. The reason why you're down sitting on the line because your damn number comes back international. I'm not fucking stupid, people.
Have your banking institution to give us a call. I'm
gonna
go.
My banking institution has canceled the cards. You're never getting no more money off me, you fucking nigger. How about that?
Well, goodbye.